702. The Political Desk.
All right, we all know the troubles Eskom has been under in recent days. And listen, presidents and administrations can be made or broken by a crisis. And this crisis might be just that for President Ramaphosa. We're joined now by Associate Editor at Diso Blackstar, Ranjeni Munasami. Good morning to you, Ranjeni. A big story, of course, you ran yesterday. This is now desperate times for desperate measures, as what police and intelligence officers are being brought in to key Eskom facilities?
Well, yes, Bongani. The problems, I think you all appreciate that the problems at Eskom are multiple, and that the quality of the construction of Medupi and Kusile are one of the main problems. There's problems with maintenance, there's problems with skills and capacity. But another factor has come into play, where they're saying that security is another issue. You would have seen in our story that we're quoting several people. Amongst them is Izizi Kodwa of the ANC, who said that they received several briefings. The term he used is that they believe that last week's spate of load shedding was a threat to national security. But we have also spoken to people in government who are saying that they're growing more and more concerned about security issues, and that they feel that Eskom facilities need to be protected. We've also seen our story that my colleague Kanita Hunter spoke to President Cyril Ramaphosa, who, while he downplayed this talk of sabotage, did say that he was concerned about the interference of remnants of state capture. That I think that you can see that there is no, on the face of it, there is no evidence that something untoward happened, but there's certainly suspicion, and the suspicion is sufficient enough to ensure that security is beefed up, and certainly that the police and state security officials should be brought into this a multifaceted plan to tackle the Eskom crisis.
The interesting thing is, of course, Eskom facilities being treated as national key points, but the threat may be internal if those fears of sabotage are real. Listen, the president, as you say, is facing a fight back on many fronts, particularly Eskom is a key battleground. It's a fight he has to win, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Bongani. The thing is that Eskom has been a cash cow for the state capture network. I think that's undoubted. I think, you know, the problem he faces is that there's still resistance to change at Eskom, and that, as he says, the remnants of state capture are still prevalent. They're still in the system. And they don't know what these people are capable of. The thing is that I think that many people who were involved in state capture, that I think they know that there's been no accountability, there's been no action against them, and that they appear to be still in control of these networks, who are openly resisting the president, openly criticizing him and his ministers and everybody involved in trying to rescue Eskom. And you see that on social media. I don't think we need to give them legitimacy, the problem is that they do have influence, and they continue to show that they do have powerful networks, and they are able to stand in the way of whatever the president is planning for Eskom.
And of course, the unions are also playing a role. They've been denying accusations of sabotage. I mean, could this be Ramaphosa's, shall we call it, Thatcher moment in staring Labour down and saying, "Listen, this is the way it is going to be."
Well, his approach appears to be different, Bongani. You see, he says that he wants to have a heart-to-heart with Labour. And he would say that, we also spoke to Minister Pravin Gordhan, who says, you know, that people now need to act in the national interest, that they need to appreciate that South Africa is facing a national crisis, and that everybody needs to be able to have a mature conversation. So I think that the approach of certainly of President Ramaphosa and Minister Gordhan is that we could be getting together with the unions over the next 2 days. Let's try and have a mature conversation and come out with a proper plan. But, you know, the president also says they can't put all their eggs in one basket. So there are different things that's happening. You know, Minister Gordon met with the engineering fraternity on Friday to come up with a plan. He met with the mining CEOs to deal with the issue of coal supply. So there's several things happening, but yes, you know, the issue of labor is going to be a major hurdle and stumbling block, and I think that's why there's intervention from the level of the president.
All right, we'll leave it there with Ranjini Munasamy for today's Political Desk. He, of course, is associate editor at Diso Blackstar. I mean, is there a greater example of what can go wrong when an institution is politicized and used, as Ranjini calls it, as a cash cow? Look no further than Eskom.